Anything new in terms of the technology of surgery for lung cancer or diagnosis that you think are going to have a big impact in the clinical setting in the near future?
I think that nodal evaluation is certainly changing. I think that the use of endobronchial techniques to do endobronchial ultrasound will eventually allow us to be very selective with regard to who we're going to mediastinoscope, and I think will allow us then to determine who in the post-treatment induction setting may have sterilization of lymph nodes so that we can document that without having to risk the patient with a mediastinoscopy or repeat mediastinoscopy. I think that with regard to the minimally invasive techniques of surgery, that also is gaining a lot of, let's just say, information and data, but at selected centers where individuals do a lot of them and sort of concentrated at centers of excellence. The technique is being certainly brought into the community. I think that we have to be careful who would do minimally invasive techniques on, specifically video-assisted techniques, to make sure we don't skimp on the lymph node dissection, make sure we are able to get the level 7 lymph nodes very, very well, and to make sure our surgeons are going to get that for the medical oncologist because they need to have that information. Other things that are going to change is the whole idea of whether smaller nodules can have smaller operations. We're going to revisit that issue, and we're revisiting that issue already because of nodule heterogeneity and whether certain nodules may be more indolent than others or whether small size with a segmentectomy now and lymph node dissection may be amenable. These are data from the Japanese literature that may allow us to explore this better than we did in the 80s when we did the first randomized trial of sublobar versus lobar techniques.